All right, and good morning. We are sitting with the scholars of 8404, and today is Table Talk Tuesday, even though today is Wednesday. Yesterday was Election Day, and we're going to be talking about that, so they were off from school. I'm going to pass the podcast over to our student facilitator, who will then introduce himself and today's topic.
I'm the current class president of Class 404, Talon Hall, the one and only. Today we will be talking about how the youth can advocate and can get the word out for voting or just any political standpoint in this world.
Right.
In America. Okay. In this world, period.
Okay. So what role do you all play during the election as a minor? Even though you cannot vote as of yet, what role do you still play?
We're supporting.
I'm talking a lot. Does anyone would like to?
We're supporting the people who are voting for us, and we are learning how to do it when we grow up and we get older and as we come of this age.
Particularly 4 years.
You said supporting those who can vote for you. So how do you support these people? And who are these people that can vote for you?
Your parents.
Your parents. Or how do you support your parents?
You either can go to the polls with
You can
them,
go to the polls with them.
And you could help them figure out what to do and where to go.
Very good. Anybody else? What role do you play as a young person during this time?
I guess I could say our role is to like be a citizen and like show people that we can help.
How can you help? Where does it start? Where does the help start?
Where does the help start? I guess I could say by.
There's a word I'm looking for.
Asking
what?
Or asking what the people would need.
Asking people would need. What about educating yourself about what's going on? Right? Staying up to date. That's a way that you play. That's the role that you play. It starts with the education, right? And understanding how political parties work. And understanding how voting works. And understanding who's even running and why they're running. Okay, so we were discussing the Children's March movement, which took place in 1963, right? Who would like to talk about what the Children's March movement was? We're going to go here, 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 and there.
What? The Children's March movement was when...
Don't embarrass me.
I won't. The Children's March movement was when African-American kids pretty much broke out of school to protest. And
what were they protesting against?
They were protesting against the laws.
Which were? What was the law that was legal back then?
Segregation, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Segregation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, excuse me, Gerard?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
All right, Gerard. That's what I was trying to say. But they could, they did it as long as they wanted, because even though they would go to the juvenile hall or whatever, they could be in there for a certain amount of time, so it didn't really matter, because as soon as they got back out,
they got
back online, they started marching.
Right, and they knew that the marching was going to lead to what, Gerard?
They knew that the marching was going to lead to...
Valium.
They knew that the marching was going to lead to eventually them or said parents, maybe... Or finally black rights being, you know, finally black rights being abled.
Right.
At this point in time.
Very good. You want to add anything, Noah?
Yeah, like black kids used to, like, you know, like, skip school, break out of school, just to go to places that they weren't supposed to be at. And the reason they was doing it because they know that even if they would have got arrested, they wouldn't be in jail for a long time.
Right.
So it came to a point where they, like, people, like, I don't know, the cops, the police, or other people couldn't do it anymore. So they had to, like, make some type of change.
Right. What change was that they made? Legalizing what?
Voting.
Legalizing voting and putting an end to
Segregation.
Putting an end to segregation. Very good.
Black teachers let them go out.
They sure did. We were a part of, they were a part of it. They would have been like, so their parents and their teachers, right? You guys can start to wrap up because you guys have to leave. So make sure you take all your things. All right, so we will come back and thank you. Good morning. I am sitting with the scholars of 8401, and this is Table Talk Tuesday. Even though today is Wednesday, the students were out from school as yesterday was Election Day. So I'm going to pass the podcast over to our student facilitator, who will then introduce himself and today's topic.
This is William Wallace speaking, and today we are discussing what role do minors play in the elections.
Right. You want to start us off, or you want to pick one of...
And to follow this up shall be, somebody raise your hand, Judah.
Okay. So, Judah, what would you like to add to today's topic?
I think the role that we play as a youth is that either way, we're still younger than, we're still young, but at least we still have a voice to speak out. Mm-hmm. We still have a voice to speak out to the rest of the world. And we have the voice to influence other people to...
This is true.
To do stuff and keep on going and just, like... And, like, convincing other people to do this so, like, nothing bad could happen. And we could use our voice for something good.
Okay. You want to call
on us? Now, Matthew...
And also, it really can be a worldwide thing, especially because of the fact that we can take advantage of both the technology and the freedom of technology that we have today to
Absolutely.
Communicate across the world a problem, a message that really, if it is big enough, it could very well change something. And that's something that's a freedom and an advantage that we should... take advantage of
right.
and use to the optimal capabilities of it.
Okay. Would anyone else like to add what their role is as a minor during the election season?
Because we're minors and we can't do certain things like drink or drive, doesn't mean that we can't have an impact on society. We can still let our voice be heard because this era of technology allows us to express ourselves more freely than we've ever been able to do previously. Mm-hmm. So we can still have an impact despite our age.
Yeah, but we don't use technology that way.
Can you say that a little louder, Selena?
We don't use technology the right way. We use it for stupid things, and we don't take advantage of the technology in the right way.
Okay. And this is true. However, okay, but the point is that we should be using it for a right way, right?
Yeah.
So what about before this time when children were not able to use technology? What were they doing to be active during the election times or between any time?
Right, like
protesting.
What are some ways they were protesting? How were they protesting?
They were getting themselves arrested.
Marching. When you say getting arrested...
Being in places that were designated for white people.
Okay, so does this tie into the Children's March movement?
Yes.
So do you want to explain for those who do not know? Do you want to explain what that is?
I would love to explain.
I'm going to let Jaden take over.
Okay. So would you like to explain, Jaden?
The Children's March movement was...
Without...
Okay, one sec. The Children's March movement was the movement that was fighting against segregation because...
That was fighting against what?
Against segregation.
Okay. Speak a little clearly.
That's funny. The...
A little enthusiasm as well, please.
The black people get... The black little kids who are younger than us, literally younger than us, got arrested.
Okay.
But
why
they
were
could,
they getting arrested, Jaden?
Because they were fighting for segregation. They were fighting for segregation to end.
Mm-hmm.
So I forgot the dude's name, but he told the cops to make them stop. They pulled out some dogs, put some fire hose on.
Are you talking about Eugene?
Yeah, Eugene. I forgot his name.
Eugene the Bull?
No, that yeah. was not.
He was the Bull.
That's
this
is
the same person.
Because he was the Bull. Oh, yeah. So, Eugene, he even told the cops to he didn't tell the cops. He told the firemen. Because I remember in a video, he told the firemen to hose them down. Mm-hmm. Man, put that thing on full blast and knock them out.
Against little children that were 5 years old and potentially younger. They sicked dogs on them.
They're fragile.
They sent out squad. They had actual police officers arresting them. This is one of the worst displays of police brutality in history.
What was the outcome, though?
That this was allowed by the government and parents who also had children shows that this was truly a dark age of America.
Right. But what was the great outcome, though? What ended? Jim Crow laws ended. What else ended? Segregation on a whole, right? Yeah. So even though it took that fight, the outcome was still completed.
The end of legal segregation.
The end of legal segregation. So the point is that you guys can, and you won't have to go through these extreme lengths now, right? Because things are more open. But the point is that you too are able to be active, right? And you too can take a stand. Okay, anyone else would like to add before we wrap up? All right, so we are going to close out here, and we will see you for the next Table Talk Tuesday topic. Give yourself a little round of applause.
Hello. I said I was the best Table Talk.